Little Birds and Little Realizations, written by Hearts Logos and read by
Rena Jenkins,
God of Laundry Baskets,
and KLB.
"3-0,"
Damien says, and Tim huffs.
Not fair. There's no one on my end for me to hit. For you, it's just hitting fish in a barrel.
Boys make excuses. Men own up to their failures. Or so my English teacher says.
Damien replies.
Is your English teacher Hood?
No, but I'm pretty sure he's trying to be. If that's what the drop-by Shakespeare shootings are about.
Damien wrinkles his nose.
He keeps pelting me with line numbers made of plastic. How much spare time does he have?
It's Hood.
Tim replies.
He has nothing but time. I'm pretty sure Hood could just wait us all out if he wanted to. Fortunately, he's strangely fickle in what he devotes his attention to.
Don't let him hear you say that.
Damien hisses.
He'd start slacking in other things just to pay more attention to driving us crazy.
You realize the trick is to make it seem like you don't care, right? He's like a bully. If you don't pay attention to him or give him the satisfaction, he'll go away.
Damien makes a short, incredulous noise, punctuated by the sound of metal on metal. Tim pauses.
I didn't club anyone, if that's what you're thinking. An idiot stuck in a garbage can ran into a meter.
There's a short pause.
And he won't stop. Do I knock him out now and spare him the brain damage, or should I just leave him alone?
How hard is he running into the meter?
Hard enough to send himself stumbling back.
Damien replies.
I feel like Gotham is where optimists about humanity come to die.
Knock him out. It'll take him ages to stop otherwise. And that's clearly wrong because there's N. And, well, there's N. I'm trying to think of someone else off the top of my head, but it's a little hard at the moment.
As if thought isn't hard for you all the time. One moment.
Tim waits. Hears the sound of something large and heavy hitting the pavement.
Clean shot. He'll be fine. Maybe. I jab some holes into the can with a batarang to give him air. I don't think I could get him out unless I cut him out.
Which begs the question of how he got in there in the first place.
Humans have a frightening ability to get into places where they shouldn't. Man in a trash can. You in lockers.
It was only once,
Tim replies.
And I wasn't on purpose.
Damien fake coos.
But you just looked so cute, napping away like a baby kitten. It almost made me feel affection towards you.
Tim gags, stops and hits the back of a cop's head with a rock. The cop has to stop and turn around, preventing him from walking into traffic. Tim's pretty sure that half the cops in the city are brain damaged from their repeated exposure to various airborne toxins. And the other half is probably some form of super soldier at this point. The government should totally sponsor Gotham as a research ground for human evolution. That sounds wrong.
1-3,
Tim says, and yeah, it totally counts. It's not like Damien would be able to judge otherwise.
It's not fair. Why is it the one night that we place bets on something important, you get the prison transport hijacking on your patrol route, and I get nothing? Zilch. Zip. Zero.
How unfortunate.
Damien hums.
I haven't even had to leave the rooftops.
Don't rub it in.
Rub what in, Drake? My already apparent victory? My superior skills? My better fortune? My youth and charming good looks and sharp repertoire? My unerring aim with a batarang?
I don't know if you get it from Anne or from Hood, or if this is all just you.
Tim wrinkles his nose as he checks his palm top for any activity. Same as before, nothing. It figures that Crime Alley would decide to enter a spontaneous, and probably one night only, period of reform in picturesque civility the one night that Tim's decided to bet paparazzi duty with Damien. Absolutely typical.
Or maybe it's B. I mean, it could be.
I am several times greater than any of my predecessors, as evidenced by the fact that my annoying and overly affectionate moniker isn't some form of belittlement. Little Red.
I'll have you know that the nickname Little Red is factual. I mean, everyone short of Superman would be Little Red compared to Jason.
Tim retorts.
As if you could do any better, hatchling.
Damien makes a strangled noise, and Tim blinks and wonders if he just heard Damien trip.
Don't you dare, Red. No!
Damien says.
Don't you dare let N or Hood or Black Bat hear you say that. I refuse to deal with such indignity. Not a chance.
Welcome to the Bat Brats. Everyone gets a stupid nickname and a horde of crazy siblings to go with it.
Tim replies.
2-3. Found a robbery in progress.
Tim toggles the comm off in the middle of Damien, slightly panicked.
No, no, I refuse. I reject entry into your club of insanity and freakishness. No, I do not accept this. Do you hear me, Red? I do not accept this.
He considers leaving it off, even as he toggles the macro that'll call the cops to this area. Tim looks at the robbers, mid-teens, which isn't that uncommon considering the area. Tim looks them in the eye.
This isn't going to happen again,
Tim says, in his most serious Red Robin voice.
Are we clear?
The first one nods, and the second one is reluctant until Tim reaches out and forces him to make eye contact.
Clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
Tim nods, putting a business card into their jacket pockets.
If you really need the money, there are programs. The Neon Knights could use some extra hands, and they pay well.
The first one looks wary, and Tim's pretty sure that one is going to try it. He might have a chance if he commits. The second one, Tim hates to think it, but the second one is probably going to end up dealing with Jason sooner or later. And Jason's methods of getting kids to reform aren't always quite as painless. Relatively. Tim ducks out as soon as he hears the sirens approaching and watches from a few rooftops over. When he turns the comm back on, Damien is quiet.
Have you accepted Robin and the fine print that comes along with it into your heart yet?
Tim says. Damien hisses at him.
You're such an ass!
Language!
Tim says.
What would A say if he heard you?
Arse.
As if that's any better.
Hood swears all the time.
Oh, so you're going to use Hood as an example for model behavior? Besides, A always knows, and he totally gets on Hood's case about it.
Not that I've seen.
A is a master of discipline. Just watch. I'm pretty sure one of us is overdue for a lecture. I'm hoping it's not me.
What would he even lecture you on? You're his favorite.
Are you kidding me? Titus is A's favorite.
Tim rolls his eyes.
Or did you not hear him the other day?
I, unfortunately, have school to attend. So no, I did not.
You know, it helps if you don't say the word school like most people say funeral.
I am dying a little more every day. More so than the normal rate of human growth and decline.
As you should know by now, A is a master of passive-aggressive responses.
Yes.
And he said that, and I quote, "At least Titus is housebroken."
Tim's lips curve up at the memory.
I'm pretty sure he was referring to B getting blood on the sheets. Again.
Damien snorts.
That explains why Father has been going around like a kicked dog.
Tim laughs.
That's one way to put it.
There is something incredibly disturbing about someone of Father's stature hesitating and generally being awkward in his own home while A goes on in the background.
In time, young Robin, you will learn that A is the supreme law of the land. And I mean the law.
Is there no veto?
Not unless you want him to go on vacation.
Tim hears Damien hiss and shudders.
And I think we all know that's not an option.
The end.
Reader's notes. We totally didn't sneak into my office at 9 o'clock at night for this at all. Nope.
Definitely not.
Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.
I feel like Gotham is where
Optimus.
Wow. I feel like he needs an optometrist.
Should have made the text bigger.
Tim toggles the corn on. Tom. That makes more sense.